17th, 2026. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 486583 through 486668, no warrants, and two journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion as second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for February 10th, 2026.
Move to approve regular session minutes for February 10th, 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our approval of amendment for food service agreement, file number 26-013S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
The agreement we have in front of us is between Taney County and Tiger Correctional Services. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated February 10th. 2026 with a few concerns there. So do we want to address that, Sheriff?
Sure. I don't know what his concerns were, but I assume it has something to do with the substantial increase in costs.
In the pricing, yes.
So they came down and talked to me last August before I prepared the 26 budget, and they brought with them a business review summary as well as a performance report. And in the business review summary, they showed that they had taken a substantial loss. If you remember, early last year we put food service out to bid, and every bid that we received back was substantially higher than what we were paying with Tiger. But they told us at that point, for 2025 anyways, they would continue with the plan that we had. Then they came down and showed that they were taking a loss on that, and so it was going to be a substantial increase. What they are increased to, I went back and looked at the numbers that from the other bids that we received, and so what we are increasing to, it's still right in the same ballpark of the other vendors that we received bids from. Another thing with Tiger, you know, they do our commissary. Other vendors that we looked at would not do our commissary, so we would have to have our staff do that ourselves, or we would have to hire another vendor to take care of the commissary. And in 2025, the jail profited $150,000 approximately. That was our commissary revenue that we didn't have to put hands on or do anything with, that they took care of for us. And like I said, if we switch vendors, we're going to have to find somebody else to do that, or our staff's going to have to do that themselves, and I don't really think we're
equipped to do that.
Yeah, not right now anyways.
And then our inmate numbers, are we still in that 120 to 139 range, or are we?
Yes, so I mean, that's another thing. You know, I did put the increased number in my budget. However, whenever we started with them, our inmate numbers were around 180 ADP, and so we calculate our budget based on those numbers. However, currently we're at around 130 ADP, so even with the increased price, I put the price increase in my budget, but I don't expect it to actually go up over what we were budgeted for before, if that makes sense, just mm-hmm. because the inmate numbers are down and they're charging us per meal.
Okay. Anybody have further questions for Sheriff?
Well, they bid it, they won. In the contract, they set their own limits.
No, they didn't. They bid it. Last year, they bid it at a price similar to this.
Similar to what?
To what you're looking at now.
In front.
Their bid was substantially higher than what we were paying. However, they said for this year, we will continue with what you have been paying in years past. I think they gave us a 3% increase instead of the giant increase for what it would have been if they had bid it. We're still going off the bid from, I think it was 2017. So no, what they came back with in August is similar to what they had bid at the beginning of the year. They basically said, we can't continue to do what we did this year because we're losing money. Here are the figures.
Was council aware of the actual bid then and not the contract?
I don't know that council is aware of what they did last year of keeping their prices lower than what the bid was. I don't know that he had that information upon his review. I think what he had was just simply the numbers of what we were paying compared to what their new projected numbers are, rather than their bid amount that is similar to what the new rate is, the rate that they're going to charge this year.
Okay.
I know that's a lot of...
I do know that the original contract from years ago, it had a maximum cap on the increase.
That maximum cap is based on CPI. The increase is not based on CPI, according to the attorney's letter. That's why I was asking. Yeah. He wasn't aware of the numbers.
Right. He wasn't aware that they were doing us a service at a lower rate than what they bid for.
Okay. Nope, I'm good.
Anything from you, Commissioner Keyes?
Nope.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, sir.
No.
Move to approve the amendment to the food services agreement by and between Taney County and Tiger Correctional Services.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, next we have the approval of agreement for Sheriff's Department vehicles, one or more. This is file number 26-010S for Sheriff.
Do you guys have any questions?
No, sir.
Do not.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and CFLR Auto LLC, doing business as Corwin Ford, Lincoln Republic of Republic, Missouri.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Sheriff. All right. And then next we have the approval of the agreement for a swing set, one or more. This is file number 26-011 Road and Bridge, with us this morning from Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator Jack Cole.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Jack. Question is, do we want to continue with this morning, Jack, or do we want to table for just a little bit?
Well, the park board was wanting to purchase it regardless if we could put it at the location.
The community center,
yeah.
Okay. Guessing they have another park that they could put it at.
Get another location.
Okay. And then we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated February 10th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Athco Acquisition Corp.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you,
guys. Thanks, Jack. All right. At this time, we'll start on our planning and zoning rezones. I will turn it over to our planning and zoning administrator, Mr. Cody Stice.
All right. Thank you, guys. Welcome, everybody, to the County Commission rezone hearing for February 17, 2026. This meeting follows the Taney County zoning regulations requiring a public hearing for each zoning change application submitted to the planning staff. As part of the hearing, the following items are entered into official record. Exhibit A, Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps. Exhibit B, the staff report for each case. Exhibit C, staff file including all supporting documents for these cases. Exhibit D, audio recordings of this hearing. So I'll give you the process. Planning staff will present a staff report for each case, followed by questions from the county commission. If you wish to share your thoughts, please complete a sign-up sheet at the front of the room. When called, state your name before making any comments. Please address all comments and questions to the county commission. Public comment will be closed once all speakers have been heard and the commission will consider the application for a vote. All right, with that, we got two rezones today. I'll give you the first one here, 01-20-2026-01. Whereas on February 9th, 2026, the Taney County Planning Commission recommends approving the amendment to the zoning district map K-15 Oliver Township to rezone the proposed new lot from R2 to R21 or 2 family residential district to the Planning Commission recommending C1 neighborhood commercial district, not the requested C2 general commercial district requested by Stephen Sarkozy. Parcel number 18-6.0-24-002-003-015.000. I'm going to give you a little bit of history on the project. Utilities are American Water. Sewer will be Taney County Regional Sewer District. On July 12, 2023, a land grading permit was issued and it's still open. For this property, on October 16, 2023, the Taney County Commission voted to rezone the property from A1 Agricultural to R2, one or two family residential district. All right, with that, I'm going to show you guys where we're at here. Okay, so you can see the property is highlighted in blue. This is actually larger than what he's proposing to cut out, but it's right here at the corner of 160 and Iowa Colony.
So which one are we starting? We're starting.
Our papers are out of order. Well, the wrong cover sheet.
So we're starting out.
We're starting with the restaurant.
Okay.
I apologize.
No, my apologies. No. You're good.
That's how the agenda is. You're good.
Yep.
Our paperwork was just messed up.
Yep. Sorry, my numbers were not the same on the front when you started reading. Go ahead.
Well, Colony right here, we're right on the corner here, Dess Road, and hopefully the applicant can speak on that. They worked with Road and Bridge to try to come up with a new entrance, so to minimize traffic on Iowa Colony. A little closer. And a little closer still. I think the entrance would be somewhere in this area. So it wouldn't even enter an exit on Iowa Colony. So some zoning, so you guys have an idea of what we got. To the west of it, you'd have some A1, so you got agricultural. If you're going back to like the northeast, you got some R1. It's in what's to the east and a higher density than what's to the west also. Across the road, we have a little bit of C2, and then pretty much it's surrounded by A1 otherwise. So he's proposing to cut out a certain area. Right now he's at around 2 acres. That could change on some requirements if this gets approved on making everything fit into the regs. So I drew this out. This is roughly a 2-acre cut. Here's a rendition of the restaurant he's proposing. A couple of pictures I took. Here's Branson area. Looking back to your left down Iowa Colony. To your right, more pictures of the property. He's been up there.